What did Vic Fangio do to step up the pass rush?
Nothing, man. It was attitude. It's attitude at the end of the day. I felt like we four-man rushed him a lot of the times during the game, and then certain situations, you know, he going to throw a five-man in there where the linebackers blitz. Like, N'Kobe got the blitz as I'm dropping, you know, so really it's like a four-man, but you think it's like a five-man coming. But it's like, yeah, it's just like it worked out well. Everybody sold what they were supposed to sell to get guys through, and you know they didn't they took away their first read in the back end, and that's what happened too. When he ain't had nowhere to go, that was a sack.
Dominant defense on Sunday, back-to-back games without allowing a touchdown. Welcome back, Midday Show, voice of BG last night, Brandon Graham's show. Howard asking the question. So here's what I'm wondering. Is this defense for real? Because the last 2 weeks, I mean, not allowing a touchdown in back-to-back weeks is very rare in the NFL. Hugh Brandon mentioned there that they got the rush with just four. In fact, all eight of their sacks on Sunday were just a four-man pressure. Obviously, they rotated, so it was different guys in there. But it was no blitz. Like, it was four-man pressure. That's when the Eagles are at their best. I mean, that, like, you go to 2022, you go to 2017, they're at their best when they just can get home with four. Hugh, the pass rush stunk to start the season. Now it's on a heater. Is this for real?
I think it is. I think that part of that is because you got them young Thundercats back there, man. You know, and they're not afraid. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. You know, and we always talk about the matchups and you know, who's going to do what and yada, yada, yada. Those young cats just want to play, man. And I think that has been the biggest difference. You know, we go back to that game against Tampa Bay, and one of the things that stuck out to all of us was the fact that it was a pitch-and-catch situation.
Yeah.
You're talking about Godwin and who was it?
Evans.
They were just catching and running, doing whatever they wanted to do. These guys are challenging receivers now, and I think that's important to do. Don't give them free releases. Come up on the line of scrimmage. Give your defense a chance, and I think that has paid dividends for them. The only knock that I would have on this young defense is watch the ball. Seen a lot of offside center, these guys getting out of position and everything like that. They gave Daniel Jones one time a free play, and we got an interception, and it was negated because we were offside.
Yep.
So just don't do things like that. But I think that they're in a good space right now, and they got some young guys out there that are getting after the quarterback.
So that's the last piece of the puzzle. They haven't generated turnovers, but they've played better, so much better the last 2 weeks defensively. 13 sacks in 2 weeks is an enormous amount. I know they've played some bad quarterbacks and offensive line. Here's what I feel strongly about. We're heading in the right direction on defense. Like, you could squint and see a good defense coming together. Now, are they going to be ranked a top 10 defense when the season ends? I don't know. Probably not, considering they have to play all these really good quarterbacks coming out. They're going to give up some yards, give up some points. But Hugh, I could squint and start to see a good defense coming together as time goes on. They have a lot, to use your word, Thundercats, right? Between
Thundercats.
Quinyon Mitchell, who looks the part, Cooper DeJean. I mean, since they got him in the lineup, they're stopping everybody. Get Devontae out of there, put him in there. It's working. And then you go to the interior of the defense. They got some young players that are, obviously Jalen Carter can play. We know that, but finally, we're seeing some life out of the edge rushers. That's the biggest difference now. You know, between Nolan Smith and Bryce Huff and even Jalix Hunt getting a little run at the end of the game on Sunday, finally there's some life there that maybe they've got something with these kids.
Yeah, pressure out of the bust pipes and makes diamonds, man. It's one of those things. It's no in between. And I think that with everything that has happened with this team, you know, the negative press, if you will, the fact that their coach is under siege, these guys have responded to that. And I'm okay with it. You know, I remember going into the season every year, and I would try to find something to motivate me, no matter what it was. It was playing against Orlando Pace. Oh, we got to get the season started with that. Oh, making up stuff, you know, as far as the game is concerned. I remember John Rand used to say that all the time. He used to do stuff like that all the time. So you have to find things that motivate you. And I think they found it. And that's okay. That is okay. As long as they're playing well, we'll be the bad guys. Bring your kids to the meeting. Bring your kids to the press conferences and let people talk bad. I mean, yeah, but if it gets people to talk bad about you, go for it.
Well, I also think at some point we may have to give some credit to Vic Fangio. You know, he may have put his system in to where they're playing more freely now. Because the first few weeks we wondered, like, is this making a real difference having Vic Fangio here? Last 2 weeks, they've been excellent. If they go to Cincinnati on Sunday and play a good game, Man, that's a credit to Vic Fangio, because he was brought here to make a difference, and the first few weeks didn't seem like it made that much of a difference.
It took a minute for them to turn the corner, but yeah. I'm still looking at him sideways.
Still?
About Bryce Huff? A little bit, yeah.
13 sacks last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I give him props, but you need – the guy is a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Let him pass rush. If he does nothing else. He played the run pretty decent. You know what's funny? Watching Bryce now, the game's starting to slow. It hasn't slowed all the way down for him, but he's trying to identify, because I saw him out there last week as I move my hand and do all these hand gestures that nobody can see. He was trying to sift through the blocking scheme to see how to rush. He needs to do it a little bit faster, but I saw him trying to process what he was seeing out there on the field.
The hard part to kind of just like throw your hands around this and say, yes, it is this, is the opponent and the way the game went on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right, when
yeah.
you're up three scores, you could pin your ears back and let Bryce Huff rush the quarterback. When you're in more back and forth games, it's a little more challenging.
Yeah, it is. And that's the thing that this offense has to help them out. They have yes. to play complementary football. This defense, we have the ability to get to the quarterback. You have to make offenses one-dimensional.
215-592-9495. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner after back-to-back wins and really good efforts, especially this one against the Giants? I mean, they dominated that game from start to finish. The defense has been better. They're running the football. Are you ready to say they've turned the corner? Hugh is. Kyle is. I'm not there yet. I need to see it against a good opponent, a good quarterback, which they'll get Sunday in the Cincinnati Bengals. And, of course, we also have Hugh's clues for a chance at a $50 gift card to the Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. We're going to do our show there Thursday from 10 to 2, KlondikeKates.com. David in Doylestown is up. Hey, David.
David.
Hey, what's up, my man?
What's up, pal?
Yeah, I think we've definitely turned the corner. I like, you know, the Thundercats on defense. I think it's going to step up. I hope they keep Jalen under center more in that pistol formation, and that'll just – you know, avoid, you know, that shotgun stuff that he does when he rolls to the right. That'll come back when we need it more, I think, if we stay in the center and get in that pistol.
One thing is variety. I think that's – it helps when you have multiple sets and multiple fronts that you can come out in and keep the defenses guessing. That's my thought about it.
That's what I think.
Well, hey, David, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say something to Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, Hugh, it's okay. You don't have to sexualize a hot dog. You can eat it, man. You can enjoy it. That's the way a hot dog is supposed to be eaten.
What?
Don't eat it with a fork.
A lot of girth. What just happened?
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Is that your Hugh's clues guess, David?
No, that's not my.
Sounded like his
clues.
Daily Douglas.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe
wait
it was.
A minute.
I like this. Callers start giving Hugh their Daily Douglases.
Wait a minute. We do that with the hot dogs.
I don't. I mean, I don't know what you're doing.
You're afraid to eat hot dogs.
No, I just don't eat hot dogs.
Yes.
Well, I thought,
that doesn't mean I'm sexualizing
Let's break down why, Hugh.
No, but
Let's not.
It's because they're phallic.
No, I just don't believe it. Like, you should break them off.
Oh, that's what this is about.
It's about, the
wait,
shape, Hugh. We all know.
Time out. Do you break apart hot dogs?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't believe in putting
Oh, Joe, you weren't here. Yeah. You weren't here for this.
With TK,
we dove into this. Hugh has to break up hot dogs. He's afraid that kids are going to make fun of him for eating a hot dog, you know, normally.
What do you mean, kids? You mean like teenagers?
We all act like children, so
no, yeah, but that fits. If you eat a hot dog with a child, they'll eat a hot dog with you because it's food.
I don't eat hot dogs.
Hugh's worried about.
I don't break. I break the law.
David, thank you for bringing this up. I missed this. They didn't fill me in on that nonsense from that day.
David, thank you for listening because we did that a while ago.
David, what's your guess for Hugh's clues, David?
Oh, I don't have a good guess. I mean,
it could have been hot dogs. I mean,
I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to throw the obvious answer out there. I'm just going to say Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens, David, good guess.
That's not a bad guess.
People are just guessing things you may have ripped before. We're going to get the second clue.
But I haven't ripped. I haven't ripped T.O.
No, not really.
No.
So we got to.
No, I mean,
I've ripped him from misremembering.
Yeah, we got to work on this hot dog situation.
Did you punch T.O. in the face in the locker room?
Boy, that's funny.
What do you do in a baseball game?
When I eat a glizzy, I break it up.
You break it up.
You don't have a plate.
What do you do with it?
When you get them from the game, they come in the little containers.
Or all right, yeah, the container or wrapper.
I break them up.
Break them up.
I
into,
just don't
it's like bite
sized
pieces.
Yeah, it's like little bite sized pieces. Yeah, you know, hot dog. No. You ain't about to do all that. You ain't doing that.
Everyone does all that. It's a hot dog.
No, most people don't.
Hold on.
No, that's ridiculous.
Time out. You think most people break up their hot dogs?
Yes.
I think you're absolutely crazy.
I would say 72%.
Not a chance.
That's a poll.
There's not a chance that 72% of guys, adults.
Yes, they break their hot dog.
No
they don't
way.
Eat the whole hot dog.
I'll say guys. Do you break up your hot dogs before you eat them?
No.
Yes.
Of course not. What?
They do. 72%.
I debated asking a question, but I'm going to let it be. I'm just going to let it be because I don't want to know the answer. 215-592.
Ask it in the break.
94-94. That's exactly what I'll do. All right, coming up, we'll get back to your phone calls here. Your guesses for Hughes Clues. We got to get you a second clue on the other side for Hughes Clues. We got a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark. We're doing our show there this Thursday. Come out and hang out with us with your $50 gift card. First clue today is something Hugh has ripped on the air. That is first clue. Second clue coming up here. Are you ready to say today, Tuesday, what is the date? I always forget the date. 22nd? Tuesday, October 22nd. With a 4-2 record that the Eagles have turned the corner. Are you there? On the other side, your phone calls, and we'll let you hear the Nick Sirianni interview this morning, including he was asked, is this now a running team? Are the Eagles a running team? You're going to love the answer from Nick Sirianni coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. On Sports Radio 94 WIP, the NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one sportsbook. They want you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving all users 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet. So many teams. We're excited to watch this season. Of course, Philadelphia here opening tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Will Victor Wembanyama take the leap at San Antonio? And who will be the big surprise? New to FanDuel? Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official